so good at first, and then it just went bad, like, before we started recording, that was. Like,
oh, it was great.
It was like, great.
It was great.
Well, so much for that, because we're in, motherfuckers.
We're there.
Well, welcome to another episode of Three is the Funniest Number.
There it is.
I'm Jan.
I'm Scott.
I'm Ryan, your doc in the motherfucking corner.
Yeah, he is.
My name's Aaron.
Sweet.
Phone block in the face.
She's here too.
Marilyn.
Am I?
So, I am a sucker for reading BuzzFeed articles, and I don't know why.
Okay.
I'm always disappointed when I read them.
You're a sucker for it the same way that most people are suckers
for
it.
Yeah, but I admit it.
Okay.
I admit it. Not some people actually say they like it. No, I'm just a sucker. but while Ryan was tooling around with the bass, I clicked on one and read the first fact in this, and I just wanted to share with you because it's kind of hilarious. But if you get a blood transfusion and it's the wrong type of blood, one of the symptoms is an impending sense of doom.
Something's gone horribly wrong. That makes sense.
Oh no.
Oh god, something's gonna go so bad.
So I want to know who's been giving me blood transfusions at night of the wrong type of blood, because I wake up that way every morning.
We've gotten to the core of your problem.
I'm just getting bad blood transfusions at night.
It's me. I astral project over here with a bag of blood. It's actually just been Worcestershire sauce.
With a little bit of ketchup for color.
Oh, that's good stuff.
I'm going to occupy you guys with a fucking long-ass story.
Uh-oh.
Ready? Yeah.
Oh, is it time?
Yeah.
It's big time.
It's story time.
It's story time. Frank's got a story to tell. It's story time. It's story time,
and it's gonna
be exciting as hell! Here we go.
Okay.
Strap in, folks. He's still counting his fucking documents.
Yeah. Here before you, I have, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 smog tests. 7 of these motherfuckers.
And just last week, didn't I just tell you how easy it was to get my smog test, get my, what's it called, registration, which is sitting right in front of Aaron.
It's sitting in an
envelope. Super easy. Took me 10 minutes. The world is a better place because smog tests are super easy.
I have a question though, Jan.
Yes.
How come your registration doesn't come from the DMV? It comes from carregistration.com.
I actually think that that's a very good question. This looks like something that would have come in the mail and I'd have thrown it away.
For 100%.
Because I paid somebody else to do some of the hard part for me.
Could you tell us what the hard part is?
I don't know. Well, I think story time is about to tell us what the hard part is, because I clicked a couple buttons and I was done, and it cost me an extra $4.
Yeah, you could just stop at Safeway.
I recently
and pick up food and just scan the machine and get your stickers right fucking there.
I went to, first of all, I went
the
to
right
a cool grocery store correct. In San Leandro. It was not a Safeway. It is a grocery store I've never heard of before. It was fucking sweet.
Okay, can you tell me a little bit about the grocery store?
Not that much.
What about a location?
Don't know.
Because I want to go there now.
But Aaron has been sleepwalking here of late. She doesn't know where she went. She knows
it's
that it was
in
neat.
San Leandro. It was near 880.
Okay.
Okay. Okay.
And it was cool. Like, it felt like kind of like a Trader Joe's Safeway.
Oh,
and like
okay.
kind of cheap.
Near
and then I found the DMV
kiosk.
I like pressed the button. Uh-huh. It was like car registration, and then I stick the thing in there, and then I was like boop doop, and then I had my stickers.
Yeah, the kiosk is fucking
magic.
Dope.
It was amazing.
Well, I had to do the smog test. Did you have to do the smog test?
I did.
Yeah, you okay. do the smog test first, and then it's all electronic, so then you can just go to the kiosk and get...
Okay. Yeah, because the smog people just send it.
Mm-hmm.
That's fair.
As Aaron just waves into the air, they just send it.
Through the internet in the air.
So really, the only downside is that Aaron was shit-faced when she went, so she can't recall exactly
where
it was.
Scott.
Okay, so which side of 880?
The east side.
The east side of 880 off in of San Leandro.
Don't know.
Right off 880.
Don't know.
There's only two in San Leandro.
So here's what had happened.
Okay.
I had gone to the AAA.
Okay.
To get to do my registration. But remember how Ryan still technically owns my car?
Mm-hmm.
They wouldn't give me the stickers. Mm. They were like, no, he has to be here. So then I had to leave the AAA, and I was also on my way to go pick up Johnny Cash from daycare. And so I didn't get back on the freeway. I was like weaving my way through some weird neighborhoods in San Leandro to this mysterious grocery store.
Okay. It's like a more of a market on a corner?
No, it's like a big grocery store.
The one that I've used is in San Leandro, but it's like, you would remember it because it's like, it's a grocery store, and I can't remember the name of the grocery store, but there's a Bank of America across the parking lot, and then Bayfair Mall is across the street from it. Mm. It's all kind of right there. There's like a Togo's in the parking lot.
Yeah, it's not that one. I know that, that one.
Yeah, so they have a kiosk in that one. That's where I swoop into real quick and then get out.
Now that I know about the kiosk, I can use them. But if I had to go out driving and looking for one, it would have cost me more than the $4 in time and effort and gas to find it. So $4 saves me time and money.
Yeah, no, that that envelope from carregistration.com.
I mean, granted, Aaron and I are people who don't pay for our shit fast enough to where you can put it in the mail.
I mean, I also just typed into the search bar DMV kiosk.
Mm-hmm. Didn't even know they existed until literally after I had paid for this.
This is something that looks like it comes from, like, a booster club. But you were expecting it in the mail.
Yeah.
Because you went there.
Yeah.
I didn't know that existed, but that the kiosk is where it's at. Ryan told me about the kiosk. I was like, okay. So I Googled
The kiosk DMV sounds kiosk. Great, but again, this happened without me getting out of bed.
Truth.
Pack and Save Foods.
Ooh, Pack and Save.
Pack and Save. That's the same one I was talking about.
This one is across the street from Living Spaces.
An Orchard Supply.
Yes.
Outdoor Supply.
Yes.
I was wrong. Yeah. For I remember it was package stores. Yep. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's where I've gone.
I know exactly where that is, and that's
the store. I was imagining that intersection.
I really liked that
after
store.
After I thought William Street, but then I started thinking like that.
You go San Leandro Street, and then when it becomes what it could be something weird, and it looks like I'm not on San Leandro Street anymore, there's like a rock quarry store. Not a quarry. It's a store that sells you rocks. It's not where they... That
actually
happens.
Dig
yeah. I love that place. Also, that grocery store. We've only been there once, but
great
the grocery store
it's
itself
really good.
Was awesome.
Yeah.
Also, across the street from it, there's a diner that has gotten... It's really good. And it started expanding, and then it expanded into the next building, or the next unit next to it in the building, and then had to expand again. So it took over the entire building that was originally three or four different units.
What is it called?
I think it's called Elio's. Really good breakfast, really good burgers, diners. I'm sorry, you know, I just realized we were interrupting Ryan as
he... Oh, yeah, Ryan has a story to tell.
I expected it. I mean, that's one reason why I know it's going to be a long-ass story. I got you two in a row.
Just tell the story.
He's acting like it wasn't going to be a long story to begin with. It would
seven
completely
fucking
silent.
Smog checks.
Mm-hmm.
Why would anybody do seven fucking smog checks?
Oh, the first one was sleepy. The second one was dopey. Doc. Bashful.
Drunk.
Maybe had a crush on the smog check guy.
What's his name? What's his name? Who's Anthony? Who's Anthony?
No, I see.
My drummer.
He doesn't have Anthony.
I thought you said he doesn't look like Bob Ross.
Wow.
Happy little eyebrows. Happy little eyebrows.
Where are all of you? Am I talking into a portal?
Do you have a crush?
Speaking of Portal, did I tell you that I knew one of the guys who created the video game Portal?
No.
Yeah.
So a long time ago, when I was working as a security guard at several different places, one of my stops between being security guard was at my friend Ian's house, and he was like the best video game player that we had known. He's actually eventually played in some tournaments, got some prize money,
and then now
works in video games and creating them. But one of our other friends wanted to be a video game programmer, and went to the equivalent to Nintendo College. And his college project, I don't actually know what college he went to, but it was a video game creation.
Nintendo College.
Or Sega College.
In any case, his college project with his group was actually Portal, which ended up becoming distributed as part of Half-Life. His name's Rick.
Rick fucking Portal guy.
Right? Rick the Portal guy. Sorry to interrupt.
I mean, like, Rick and Morty portals? I mean, come on now, it's fucking faded.
It just makes sense.
Yeah. I have a game for us.
Wait, you gotta wait. You let Ryan try to tell the story. And then as soon as it becomes important to play the game, we should play the game.
Ready.
Why would anyone...
We're not gonna make this quicker.
Why would anyone take 7 smoke tests?
Bachelor. Because you really want to keep the car.
There you go.
Or you don't want to spend $1,200 is what it would have cost me to get a Mincala converter. On top of that, I, being the stubborn son of a bitch that I am, I'm like, it's only showing bad a fail in one portion of the test. I ain't gonna go into the science of it.
I can make this work.
Yeah.
Is what you're saying.
Change a bunch of sensors.
You said I got this.
Replace some shit. Fucking knocked off 300 points off of one side, 10 points off another. It's like, all right, I'm making movement. Did some more shit.
Wait, how much did you actually have to knock off? Like, what is pass? What were your original score?
So the only area that didn't pass was a 25-mile-per-hour test, because my car is old enough that they have to put it on a dyno and fucking make it jog, like, you know, trying to make sure that old man ain't going to die before they give him fucking any power to do anything.
Kay. Is this like a car treadmill?
Uh-huh.
That's what dynos are. I didn't know that either. No, I did.
It's a car treadmill. It's a meals on wheels.
What your car is going to do in motion, but statically.
I don't get it.
Treadmill.
Oh, treadmill.
Meals on wheels. Oh, there's a play. Yeah.
Great.
Different spelling. Yeah.
But still.
Okay.
It's really like wheels on meals.
Like baby on guard.
Yeah, exactly. Baby on board. What? Okay.
So it was only one thing, the 25 mile per hour fucking nitrous oxide parts per million fucking came
out. Wait, your car has NOS?
Jesus Christ.
Just hit the button that and that Jeep is going. Woo!
He
doesn't feel the need.
There's some other fucking portion of that shit. It's different. Anyway, basically $1,199. $1,200. Is what I was putting out.
And okay.
And the maximum allowable is 613.
Okay.
So that's
the average 267. Hella high.
You're hella high.
Polluter high. Like, motherfuckers would have given me $1,000 to be like, please take this off the road.
Yeah.
Please,
okay.
For the love of God.
Okay. So, 4 tests in, how many points had you knocked it in?
All right. 4 tests. I got it down to 876.
Okay, we're working there. Passing. He's about 250 away from passing.
This is like this that. Reminds me of back when I was a teacher, and then like the kids who just, you know, like end of the semester, had done 0 assignments, and they're like, "Well, what do I got to do?" I was like, "Well, you know what you need to pass. You know
right.
the number.
Making shit
and
up.
Each of these assignments is worth 4 points. So." This is not a math class. This is an art class. You do the math.
Because I'm not doing it. I'm an art teacher.
but yeah, so
okay.
Ryan's
so
like a high school student
continue.
In art class.
Doing some cylinder, like cleaning the inside of the engine with some chemicals and fucking processes and shit. And mind you, like, there's a 15 and 25 mile per hour test. The 15 mile per hour test passed on the first one. But it was at 351 maximum 711, and on the second test,
wait,
I
you
got
get
that
free,
shit down to 15.
Do you get free rollers when you get good?
Yeah,
scores?
Maximum 711. Let's talk more about that. I love that place.
Ooh, oh, you between
no,
the
your
two
cars on the rollers, you don't get the rollers.
Oh,
but between the two of us, we just looked at this the other day. Between the two of us, I think we could get like a do an entire pizza party.
I feel like with the amount of points that I've seen Ryan has, I don't know how many you have, but you could probably get a free franchise.
Yeah, I just crested 13,000 points today.
We're within like a couple, like 1,000 points of each other.
I keep because like, I never I spend them. Use these motherfuckers, and like if I had points that I collected over the past like year, because like I changed phones in what, May,
something like June? That. Sure.
That's when I stopped keeping track and stopped using it. Cause I buy free breakfast sandwich. I'm gonna get that. Just kept using them. So if I hadn't been doing that in the past year, I'd be like 20,000-30,000 points. I'd be like, give me the whole fucking store. Get out.
Yeah, this like, is mine now.
Take a Slurpee. The store's mine now.
Oh wait, do you guys remember the energy drinks
you fucking
store. The original right? Pepsi points project, where it's like, you know, like you get a hat, you collect the thing off the end.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so look, we all hate Pepsi.
Right. Except for Wild Cherry Pepsi, I decided that I really like.
I really like Wild Cherry Pepsi.
For some reason, my mom didn't realize that I just don't like Pepsi, and she just kept buying it. And, you know, if my mom's going to buy it, I'm going to drink it.
Yeah.
But I also decided to collect the Pepsi points.
Yeah.
And, you know, I got quite a few. But do you guys remember the commercial where, like, it was, like, 100 million points, and you could get a Harrier jet?
No.
That was the original. That was that. In the original commercial. That was one of the things, and of course you can also buy points for 10 cents. That was another thing you could do. So a kid did the math and borrowed money from his like lawyer uncle, and then tried to get a Harrier jet, which is like I don't know. Ryan could probably tell us how much a Harrier is.
I mean, at that point, like 7.5 million.
That or more, right?
Yeah.
But definitely way, like, it's way cheaper to buy it with Pepsi points.
This is, because if this is when it was still like new and still, and like new. You weren't buying a decommissioned one, yeah, so you're talking about 26 to 50 million.
Right, let's say it's 50 million jets. So the kid was like, yeah, it's way cheaper to buy the points and get the Harrier jet or the cash value. And he I don't know if this is true, this was like huge lore at the time, mm-hmm. that he got his uncle to put up the money. He was a lawyer, and then they asked Pepsi, like they did it. It was advertised that you could get the thing, and when Pepsi was like, no, they actually had to pay them out.
Nice.
And I know that Doc has a pile of papers in his lap, so he can't do the research. So I'm just gonna say it was true.
I remember when Taco Bell had the contest that you could win the Batmobile.
That's when I was working there.
Yeah. Like the grand prize was the fucking Batmobile from the Tim Burton Batman.
I tried so hard to get the window sticker of Alicia Silverstone. Okay, so Ryan did some fact checking during this.
A used one as of now is 1.5 million.
Oh, that's nothing.
But, okay. They're just making jokes here. Because they're like, oh, because a new F-35 is 120 million by contrast. And F-35 is the only other jet now that's available that can do a VTOL, which is vertical takeoff or landing. I was trying to see the original prices. I'll find it. But okay. Anyway.
Yeah, so we're four tests in. You're 250 points off.
So here, let's do this.
You're starting from
test
the beginning
one,
again?
$11.99.
Okay.
Test two, $11.93.
Nice. You barely made any...
$11.97. But I made headway in other areas. Like
you went the wrong way, Ryan. 15
mile per hour, shit, it went, it changed.
Okay.
And that's like slight variable. Test four, $8.76.
Nice.
I started feeling myself. I was like, all right, I got this. I can knock 300 points off this motherfucker or two something, because I just knocked three something off. Test five.
How much time are we talking between test one and test five?
Test one was May 21st.
Okay.
And test five was September 2nd.
Okay.
Ain't got a lot of time to be doing this shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Sure. Yeah. And no. I'm intrigued. Let's keep going with the
then
numbers.
Then it gets nutty because test seven. 919.
Well, that don't make no sense. It
went up 200 and something points or 100 and something points because it's 760 and 919. Then I start freaking the fuck out.
Because
I was like absolutely sure that I have this thing button fucking down. Like, figured out.
What's the difference between button down and buttoned up?
Button down, you're in control of it. Buttoned up, you're not in control of something, so you're buttoned up so that when things
go
sideways.
No, buttoned up is typically good. Yeah, I've gotten it all buttoned up. You're all buttoned up. That's like you're...
Put together well?
You put together well.
Somebody's got to button this shit down. Somebody's got to take control of the situation.
I think maybe they're different buttons. I think a button up is like you're looking your best. Mm-hmm. Button down is you've depressed a fucking button because it's go time.
Different kind of button. Or you better
button up. Different kind of button. It's cold out there. It's Chicago, man. That cold ripped the fucking pride off you.
So different buttons. different kinds of buttons.
Button up shirt, button down, pressing like a video game button.
We're doing this. Buttons down. Yeah.
Okay. Just wanted to know.
That was good. That was a good question. Okay, so
test 7.
Keep going. You've gone up.
So test 7 or 6 have gone up. Lost my fucking mind, and then I had to really start thinking. It's like, okay, I made all this progress, and I did a bunch of the same shit that I did that was making the numbers shift. I was like bringing the numbers down. I was like, I just need to ignore this. More cleaning up the engine, doing like, you know, internal cleaning stuff, fuel treatment, and all that stuff. Get the fucking shit right. And then it went up. And I was like, shit. There's only one thing. It's like, you know, he's like, oh yeah, it's like this is a typical situation when a car runs lean, meaning there's more air than fuel. All
right, I'm glad you gave me that, because I didn't want my car getting skinny and not giving me enough space to sit in it.
Well, you want your Jeep to look athletic. You actually want it to be lean.
You don't
want to
be a fat Jeep, but you don't want it to be a skinny Jeep.
You just want fatty tires on it.
Okay, so you lost your mind. You were like, what the fuck can I do? This is what I can do. So what's the next test? Okay.
This is important.
Hypothesis.
Okay. Hypothesis, as it were.
It's like it's leaning out. That's the main thing. It's leaning out, meaning it's not getting enough fuel. And I'm like, well, fuck. If it's not getting enough fuel, because this test always happens around 2,000 to 2,300 RPM, somewhere in that neighborhood. I'm like, so at that speed, engine speed, it's not getting enough fuel. Okay, that explains why, like, I've been having some hard start issues and stuff like that. Like, the fuel. So I took the whole fucking fuel rail apart again and found a bad O-ring on a pressure regulator. So it wasn't letting the pressure get as high as it needed to be, and was leaning it out. Couldn't find the right size fucking O-ring, so I had to take two odd size O-rings and fucking bastard those bitches in there.
Okay.
Fucking car is starting. Great, it's running, great, fabulous. You know what? It's time to do this. Fuckers are coming to fucking, like, start working on the driveway again. It'll be really helpful if this thing's got a tag on it and I can leave it on the street during the day while they're working and then put it back at night. Cool. Bug out. Start getting on the way there. And as I get to Broadmoor and fucking Bancroft, something weird happens. Like, it just, like, lurches forward and dies. I'm like, what was that?
Oh, no.
So I started up again. Like, you know, I was like, okay, cool, whatever. Start driving, heading to the fucking smog shop. You know, going from Oakland to Hayward, because I've been getting them all done in Hayward. And, like, don't go to another smog shop, because they might fucking ding you for something else on the old car that this person isn't dinging you for and isn't telling you, because they can't.
Okay.
So, like, making the trek, get out freeway on harder. Hit a light, and I feel that lurch forward and die.
Your Jeep was essentially one of those cartoon cars that just gave up. And its wheels were leaning out, and its and its tongue was out of its radiator.
And then I can't get the fucking thing in gear.
Oh no!
I'm like hammering at this thing to try to put it in gear. I'm revving, trying to like. I'm like fucking Flintstone flailing inside the car to kind of just get it to kind of roll a little bit, throw my hazards on. People are kind of starting to honk. And all of a sudden, there's a fucking fire engine coming down the
behind
us. And so, like, people are in the turning lane and trying to hold out. The fire engine's going into the turn lane to go around me because the fire engine's tall enough to see that my hazards are on. And everybody over here doesn't decide to just drive and get out of the fucking way because everybody stopped.
Right.
And the fire engine just bang at this one car. And the truck honks at me for, like, not moving while that fire engine is honking at it. It's like, no, dickhead, make the turn. Get the fuck out of the way. My hazards are on. I can't get out of the way. Person pulls up next to me. It's like, oh, shit, you need some help. You want me to get out and push? I was like, I think my fucking clutch just went out. It's like, you know, maybe I can see if I can get it to jump in gear and I'll get it rolling again. And like, and I'm like, fuck it. I jump out and start pushing the fucking car.
Oh, no.
And then I'm in the left lane And the people in the right lane are still going around me as I'm trying to push this shit out of their fucking... Like, people are coming out from behind me and going around me while I'm pushing a fucking car off the road.
Oh, no.
And then as I'm pushing it, it starts rolling pretty good, and I try to jump in it, and then it starts to slow down again. But as it slows down, I can throw it into gear.
Okay.
And I yank and go around the corner off the fucking busy street. I'm like, cool. The other person had pulled over and was running towards me to help me push. And I got it going. Like, okay, cool. I'm like, I'm good. Great.
Good pull Samaritan. Off to the street. Nice, nice,
and
nice.
Then they come around again and check on me to make sure that I'm good. I'm like, I've got AAA. I was trying to get it to the smog shop. I got to figure out what I'm going to do about towing this thing where it needs to go. At least I'm here. Out of the way.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sitting there, and it's like going in and out of the gear is fine, and I move forward and I move backwards, and it's like, it's fine. And I'm like, all right, there's a fucking shop right across the street, not mine, but a shop. So I, you know, turn around, make sure I wait for the light to turn green, and then turn, go out there and just fucking jam into the lot, because I don't know what the fuck's gonna happen
right
next.
right.
Get in there, talk to the dude. Guy's like, I don't have anybody who works on transmissions with me anymore. Like, I just don't have anybody. I just have to sub all that shit out. I'm sorry. And I'm like, no, thanks you for being honest. By this point, I'd already texted Erin what's happening. And she's like, you need some rescue or whatever. And she calls. And I'm like, driving around in the parking lot, because it's a sizable parking lot, but there's two ways out. And one way is real treacherous if you're trying to go to the goal of the smog shop, and the other way is like, not easy, but at least if you time it right, you can get out this motherfucker. Because it's like an intersection where there's a T here, and then like not even a whole block, there's another T.
With all this going on, Ryan's still, his end game is still like, I bet I can get it below smog. Like all this other shit, I had to push it off the road. But I bet it passed the smog because I bastardized those two O-rings.
Well, I'm like, well, shit, at least like if I can get it to that shop. And I called the shop, and he's like, oh, yeah, like we can definitely work on your transmission here. It's cool. I'm like, great. I can hit two birds with one stone, because I'm like, I'm not towing this motherfucker home to have to tow it somewhere else. I got to get it somewhere. And frankly, I don't want to have to tow it.
Yeah.
And so finally, I come out of that lot, time the light, come out the lot, cross the street. Like, basically, you come out of the lot, you're turning left to make another left immediately. So the light timing and all that golden. And I'm just rowing through gears. And it's fine. Going down the street and shit. Start approaching the light. Turns yellow. Think about running it. Nah. Start slowing down. Then I feel the huh. And like the fucking transmission hooks up again. Like, this bitch is gonna die. I just make a right turn. Turn off onto the side street, and then with my momentum, do a U-turn and be pointed back in the right fucking direction and say, let's fight this fucking thing.
Yeah, good lord. Good lord.
And so I'm sitting here, and I'm like, can't get it in gear. And then I turn the car off, and it rolls the gears. And I'm like, okay. There's slave cylinder clutch, something's really not fucking there. So I got the brilliant idea. Just put it in gear and start the car when the light turns green.
Oh, that made me choke him on the spit.
So when the light was about to, I could see the other light turning yellow, so I turned green. I'm about fucking like, two houses from this light. Start the car, it lurches. It starts flying forward, and everything's spinning, so I can shift gears again. So I round that corner, and I'm bombing, and I'm coming up on another red light. There's nowhere to turn off. This is Mission and Harder in Hayward, so it's two big streets coming into a fucking intersection. And I just keep it in second, because at least it's the best RPM band area to keep you moving, but also not fucking shutting off easily. And I literally coast up to the line of cars making a left turn. I was half a car length from the back of the car in front of me when they started to act. They took their brakes off. I was almost kissing their bumper when I was about to shudder and cut off. And like, lights green, fucking get in it. Fucking hazards on and just come up Mission in second gear, roll into the fucking shop, and it goes glug, dies. And like, keys are in the ignition, Vin.
Going home.
And then he can't get it to fucking get on it, like, get it to do what I did. And I mean, you talk about the transmission, all that shit. I'm like, well, you got it, you know, you can figure the fuck out, whatever. And then the next day, you know, I get a fucking call from the shop. And he's like, bad news, man. fucking slave cylinders internal. We can't mess with it. We got some oil coming out of bell housing. But good news is my tech figured some shit out. I got on the treadmill. She passed. I was like, yes! And, it was like, and like, good job, man. So the final test numbers came in at 349 out of 613. Like a huge jump from 919 to 349. To almost 300 points under the threshold to pass, like.
And all you need to do now is fix.
No, so just it's there, change the transmission.
Dealt with.
Okay.
And so that's why earlier when I was saying Scott, oh, this would be a story for later, pointing to the void in the driveway. It was because of this. And with all that, and kept you all busy enough to I engaged you this time.
You actually did. I was about to say.
Interrupt me.
Like the story, like you got animated and you got me sucked in. That was great. A good story.
This is great.
Let's do it.
Sounds good to me.
Oh, I love the clinking of ice in your pint glass.
Wait, were you recording, you son of a bitch? Hey, asshole. Hey, we're back.
Hey!
And I wanted to pose a question, a trivia question, maybe someone he knows. Besides death... besides death...
I like where this is going.
What does the bite of a Brazilian wandering spider cause?
A overwhelming feeling of despair doom. Or doom.
No. What's it called? Necroclampsy? Where the limb could die?
Ooh.
Oh, that might be very real, actually.
Limbs is correct.
Paralysis?
So, an hours-long painful boner.
I was going to say a spontaneous orgasm.
You should have just gone with it.
All right, so if the boner lasts for more than 4 hours, you either are allergic to the pill you took or you had that weird spider bite.
Yeah, so of
did
course...
they take that spider venom and then synthesize fucking boner pills for
they're
that?
Working on it right now.
I definitely think that the thing we're missing in the world of medicine
is something
is
else
not
to
enough
a boner.
Boner pills.
Yeah.
I think we haven't spent enough research and money on
I think Big Pharma
technology.
Is wasting their money on trying to figure out AIDS and cancer, and they should put more money into boners.
I agree.
I mean,
no.
Yes. However,
no.
Until we're done with the fucking powerful white people, they get more aggro when they can't get a boner, so
no.
If they can't...
No.
Fuck with it, they will fuck with the rest of the world.
Are you justifying the fact that the most money that goes into medicine is for boners?
Yeah.
No, not justifying that. I'm just saying we might need to continue to keep putting money there because those aggro motherfuckers who have the power to fuck over a lot of people.
All right.
When they can't get a boner,
I'm just gonna give a quick three
a boner
for free.
So they shut the fuck up.
I'm gonna give a quick three for free just because I listen to a lot of radio. What's it called when it's still just on the radio?
Terrestrial radio.
Terrestrial radio. I've heard enough commercials for Hims, which is all the highest price boner medicine at 90% the price. They figured it out.
10% the price.
Yes, exactly. 10% the price. We figured out boners. Let's cure other things.
Yeah, I'm down to continue to cure other things. I'm just saying, like, we shouldn't pull the plug on boner pills.
I think we've mastered
until
it,
until we're done with, like, making sure these motherfuckers who can't get a boner are either fucking dead or are fucking in jail. so they can't fuck us over because they can't get a boner.
I just wanted the side note boners. Over to terrestrial radio. My favorite radio station of all times has finally died.
They have disbanded. I've actually just had a yesterday I had a conversation about that.
A small piece of me died with it.
Live 105, it's not a thing anymore.
Live 105, and like they were barely something when they were Alt 105, and that lasted like a year.
Yeah. Now, where I went with this was I don't really listen to 105. My favorite radio station in all the Bay Area is 90.3 Classical.
Oh.
No, it's classical fucking music. Where it's just like, I don't want to listen to any nonsense. I'm just done with the nonsense. Let's just put on some classical music at a low volume when I'm in my car. It's fucking awesome. 90.3. It's great. If you live in the Bay Area, I highly recommend it.
It's good. It's really good.
Now, since we're recommending things, I just want to take a side note and ask you guys, have you been watching or have you watched? It's only 7 episodes. We're not done with it at home. Midnight Mass on Netflix. Have you heard about this show?
I haven't started it yet. Want to watch it.
I've never even heard of it.
Things to watch.
You have heard of it because we were told last week on this podcast that we should watch it.
I've heard of it like a week ago.
Wait, who was talking about it? Because I was here last
Antonio.
Week.
Antonio.
Yep. Oh, well then, Antonio, if you're listening, we've started watching it. That show is fucking awesome. Like, it is very heavy, very good acting. Really, really intense. I like it very much.
I highly recommend
it.
I've been watching something else with the name Midnight in it. Midnight Diner.
Don't know it.
It's a Japanese show about a diner that will make pretty much anything.
I like that.
Called a diner. Don't all diners make pretty much anything?
Oh, no. Anything. Like, you want hot dogs... Hot dog-opuses? You know, you turn a hot dog into an octopus? You've seen that?
Or vice versa.
No, I haven't seen that.
Where you put like an octopus tentacle over a hot dog?
No, you just cut the ends of it so that the bottom half of
hot
it
dog-opus?
Is, it looks like an octopus.
I can see where that's
going. I bet if you were at Denny's and you were like, could you make my hot dog look like an octopus? They'd do it.
Challenge accepted.
Oh, okay.
What do you think?
What country does that show take place in?
Japan.
I bet you they also make a hot dog that is full of octopus.
Oh, yeah, and I totally eat that.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, I want an apple and octopi.
I'll make it happen. I'll get me some octopuses.
I don't actually want that.
Nope, sorry, you asked for it.
Well, it was fun to say. Yeah, so Midnight Mass, really, really good. I can't even actually talk about it at all because it's all spoilers. The entire show is spoilers, which I love. Okay. Except for, I'm going to go into this.
Go on.
You will notice 7 minutes into the show, every actor in this show is clearly wearing old makeup. Like, these actors are clearly younger than they're made to look. Mm. It was something I said right off the bat, like, so this must be time travel. Something happens where you actually see all these actors at their actual age because these are all people acting older than they actually are.
Mm-hmm. Like Back to the Future 2.
And like almost cheesily. Mm. And so what I'm saying is don't let that cheesiness of like how weird it looks because clearly these people are younger than they actually are playing. Fight through that because it's really good.
Mm.
But it is something you notice right off the bat. All these people are in their fucking 30s or 40s and they're trying to play fucking 60 or 70. That's all I'm going to say.
Okay.
Fight through that. Oh, and also all the dead cats are really hilariously fake cats.
Okay.
So there's that too.
Okay.
Okay. Having said that.
I just continue to watch things I've already seen.
Yeah.
So
me just, for the most part too.
Just finished watching the collection of Seinfeld that Netflix deemed worthy to put on. And watching Community. Because I love that show.
Yeah, we're watching Squid Games right now.
I was going to ask that. So you guys are into that?
I mean, like, this is the problem with me and things that have been, like...
overhyped. Hyped. Yeah.
It's like, all right, well, yeah, what's the real hype about this? Like,
yeah.
I was hyped when I saw the preview, and now it's not hyped. It's not beyond the previews. I'm like, this is still good. I don't know why everybody's telling me I have to watch this yet.
You know what's really interesting is that I was talking to superfan Nardo about about that, because we were just talking about, like, what are you watching now? What are you listening to? It's the same person I had the conversation about Live 105. He's heartbroken about it.
He grew up here. I mean,
yeah, this whole thing.
It makes sense.
And we were talking about Squid Game, and we're not watching it yet. But I was like, everybody's going fucking nanners over this show. Like, it's all people are talking about. And Nardo had a really good insight. He's like, it's because everything is oversaturated and it's what is on right now. It's the thing. One person, two people, 10 people started talking about this, and now it's just the thing. And I was like, okay, so that's the big hype. That is. Did you know? Have we talked about that? Did we talk about this? The sale of white Vans slip-ons because of that show went up like 4,000%.
So we should be buying stock in Vans.
And I'm assuming it's because of Halloween costumes, but I've never seen the show. But yeah, because of that show.
Oh,
I mean, that's a great Halloween costume.
I heard that the number one baby costume is a Squid Game costume. I have seen nothing. I don't know that I care to.
Hey, so, okay. You're saying, like, it's fine, it's good, but you don't understand what the hype is. How do you feel about Squid Game?
That's fine. I wish we were watching the subtitled version, because I cannot handle the dubbing. And, like, I feel like the acting is really good, but the voice acting is not good, so I, like, can't quite get into it.
I wonder, did we talk about this last week? Because I know that we talked about Squid Game with Antonio here. And he was like, you got to figure out the right...
We did figure out the right subtitles.
Because I feel like it's some weird... And I haven't seen it, but everybody has talked about how the overdubbing is so bizarre. And I feel like it's some kind of weird artist thing that they did it deliberately.
I have never seen a dubbed movie that wasn't shitty. Not that the movie's shitty. The dubbing's always shitty. The voice actors are not as good, and it doesn't match the faces. Like, it doesn't seem particularly worse to me than any other one.
They just didn't actually, so it's not like, I'm going like avant-garde with it, but actually it's just like they hired these people to do it.
It's just like dubbed.
And they just did it real quick.
Yeah.
I don't think there's been a movie yet. I'm probably going to be proven wrong in 10 seconds after the statement is complete, where like they immediately dub it. Like,
probably not. Yeah, I don't know.
Like somebody's watching, like I want people to be in booths watching the shots being filmed and dubbing it.
I believe that's how Pixar does it, because when they release a movie, they release it in all languages immediately.
Because like if you're just like trying to watch along with the movie and fucking guess what's the feeling, it's like it's not gonna be there. Like there has to be some dubbing that's happening during the production phase, that like there's just as much dubbing as there is original footage, and then when it hits the cutting room floor, only the good stuff is kept, and like it's actually felt right.
Also, I believe I remember hearing about Jackie Chan doing a lot of his movies in English, Mandarin, and Cantonese at the same time.
Now, for those people who aren't schooled in languages, that's actually just two languages. He did it in English and Chinese. Because that's what I heard you say.
True.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know the answer.
I also
to
don't
that,
know if what I heard was true.
What they've done. Sometimes I think it's fucking funny, though. Also, like, if I'm being honest, I'm not a strong enough reader. So I watched the trailer for Squid Game, and Korean is real fast. And I was watching just the trailer, and I was like, I actually can't watch this in Korean and read it that fast. Because just the trailer, I was like, this shit is happening way too fast. And I realized I'm just reading and not seeing the... I can't separate the
two. That is my problem.
And so it's just like, I can't watch it in its original language with the subtitles, because I'll miss every fucking thing because I'm just reading it, and it's just like,
yeah, I can't read the text faster than it's on the screen,
and then to see the imagery. Yeah, and for me it's more important, like when I'm watching something, the imagery is far more important, like what I'm seeing is more important than actually what's being said, the way that I watch movies and whatever.
It's like my big screen TV theory. It's not theory, it's my big screen TV practice. I like larger televisions, not just because of a bigger image, more to see, but like, there's been too many times in movies and shows where, like, there's information printed on something, I can't fucking read it.
Oh, anytime a phone appears on screen, I'm supposed to read a text, it's just like, I have no idea what the fuck that said. No clue what that said.
Which makes it really brilliant, whoever thought of, like, when somebody's texting, they show little text bubbles, just mm-hmm. like, whoop, whoop, whoop. Mm-hmm. Like, oh my god, it's fucking genius. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so that's what we're watching. Claire's finishing it right now, and I'm a little bit pissed because we had the last two episodes, and episode 5 ended fucking brilliantly of Midnight Mass, and I was like, oh, fuck, I'm into this. So I'm a little mad right now at you all for keeping me here.
Oh, that's unfortunate.
I don't mean that.
For you.
Yeah, no, it is. No, it's not unfortunate for anyone.
Oh. It's unfortunate for us because you're here.
I know, and I'm the worst.
Mm-hmm. It was brought to my attention.
I like the way you stink, though. Sorry, y'all.
It's been brought to my attention that we have not named our listeners. Most podcasters have names for their listeners.
Oh.
I'm definitely not most podcasters, so.
So. I mean,
it's a novel idea.
It's a thing that we could do. I mean, they're the three listeners.
They're the three amigos.
See, Hellcat casting.
You like what is it you said?
The Three's Amigos.
You like that more than my listeners?
I just don't get it.
Listeners, musketeers. But it's too close to
yeah.
I heard listeners, and like listeners. Like I'm pointing at my ears. Everybody can't see this.
I like the Three's Amigos.
The Three's Amigos.
Because Three Amigos is one of my all-time favorite movies.
All right, let's call them the Three's Amigos. Right.
The Three's Amigos.
So, if you're listening, Three's and you're Amigos. A fan, you're our Three's Amigos.
I like that. I like it.
I was just going to make a dumb joke. Now it's kind of lost.
Oh, no,
going like, with it, listeners is too close to Mouseketeers. And Disney and childish bullshit.
We're pretty goddamn childish.
But we get to revert and come back.
Also,
did I tell you that I got my car passed smog after 7 fucking tests? 7 goddamn tests. That's less. It's still less than half the cost of a new catalytic converter.
I just feel like you can't love Goofy movie as much as you do and just all be like, it's too close to Mouseketeers. Three's Amigos.
Fuck you, Scott.
I'm ready for that t-shirt. I like it. So all you Three's Amigos out there, oh, that's good.
Yeah, I like it.
Saying okay. It like that too, like, yeah.
Fair enough.
So all you Three's Amigos, email us at, I like that.
All right, yeah. So tell the Three's Amigos where they're emailing us.
Yeah, I don't remember it.
Seven at the funniest number?
No, but we're not done yet. Why are we giving out the email?
Because we can. We have a whole liner that we could just play after we talk. If Ryan remembers how to find it. It starts off with, hey, y'all.
Hey, y'all.
I ain't going to dig down and find that shit right now. That's some shit that we dig down and find before I start drinking. She asked me that kind of question after I started drinking. I'm like, no.
Okay, so I'm just doing this. I'm fucking changing subjects. Aaron and Ryan are going out of town this weekend. Y'all are hitting up Colorado.
Rocky Mountain High.
Colorado Mountain High. It's great.
So does that mean if we smoke weed, we're up there, you're Rocky Mountain High?
Yes.
You're extra high because the air is
You are there. Rocky Mountain High.
So let's talk about that, though.
Actually make me sick.
Where in Colorado are you going?
We are going to the mountains above Berthoud, Colorado.
Okay. Some people pronounce that birthed.
No.
Nope.
It's Berthoud.
Birthed.
Some people pronounce it Berthoud.
Which is dumb.
Berthoud.
If they're confused.
Wait, and where is it? And that's in the Rocky Mountains?
So Berthoud is about 45 minutes north of Denver.
Okay.
And then my dad lives about 45 minutes up the mountains west of there.
Winters must be a fucking nightmare up there.
It's awesome.
Yeah, that's
gotta gotta ski in, ski out.
No.
That's a true thing.
That's gotta be rad.
Yeah, there's no skiing down that road.
And you're going because, correct me if I'm wrong, it's Pop's fucking birthday.
It is.
Today.
That's awesome.
Right now.
Today.
Happy birthday.
Gary.
Gary, happy birthday, Gary. Oh,
Gare.
Now,
and also, we haven't seen my dad for 2 years.
Since the last time you saw him was the time that we went to the restaurant, like when he did that, like you and Joel did a run, and then we all met up, and it was the Livermore.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No. No.
Walnut Creek.
That was. I don't know.
There was some run that y'all did, and then Claire did the run as well, and then I met up with y'all, and then we went to like Country Kitchen Cafe or whatever restaurant that is.
No, because the last time we saw him, he was here, and it was in October.
Okay.
It must have been before Jan moved in, because my dad stayed here. Mm-hmm. And it was right after we had moved in to this house.
Okay.
Yeah, that makes sense, because we came in October 19, and moved in October 20.
Time moves by fast.
Very much does so.
I can't believe I've known you guys for almost 10 years.
That's a
long time. I feel like I just met y'all's. Not true.
Ooh, you'll like some of the fun things we're doing in Colorado.
Yeah, fucking lay it on me. That's what we're talking about.
Well, some of the things we typically do are drink whiskey, shoot airsoft guns.
Ooh.
And drive.
She's like, and your fucking technicalities don't matter to me.
Either way, shooting guns.
Fake guns, though, not real guns. And pew, pew, drive. Pew, pew, pew. I won't say what it is because you'll correct
me. Like an ATV or something.
Is it a Polaris? I think it's a Polaris.
Oh, like four wheelers.
Yeah, it's like the one, like,
but like a
utility
GP
ATV
with the whole. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. The thing just goes really fucking fast.
Dude, that's fucking awesome.
We're going to a jazz club.
Ooh.
We're going to go have drinks at the Stanley Hotel.
Oh, I did not know that.
What's the Stanley Hotel?
That's rad.
The Stanley Hotel is where they filmed The Shining.
Oh,
yes.
That's fucking cool.
They have a very...
fuck out of that maze.
They have a very cool bar. There isn't one. It doesn't exist.
Oh.
That was for cinema.
But they have a very cool bar in that hotel where you can go have drinks.
The first hand's name? Whispers?
Black dude. Oh shit!
Now you called me out on horror movies, and I'm dropping. God damn it! Now we're silent forever, just trying to think. Jan, tell the story.
It's kind of like Whispers.
Yeah.
If I fucking take up that dude's role, I won't die.
Yeah.
He was kind of orchestrated.
Cause you got the
chaos.
You got the shinning. You can see. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
While you're figuring it out, I'm gonna call back to earlier when I asked you about them spiders, I love the fact that that scientists take things that are terrible and then like figure out a way to like solve a problem. You know, like the spiders and the boner pills. And Gila monsters, as you know, I love Gila monsters.
You love a Gila monster.
I love a Gila monster. And their saliva, they've been for years trying to use their saliva to solve diabetes.
Okay.
Diabetes.
Yeah.
And that's a thing. That's some science that's happening. Yeah. Scienced.
You have, I don't know how to say this, diabetes? One of the funniest shits that's ever happened on TV. Fucking 30 Rock. That's so funny. Chris Parnell, folks. Have you figured it out?
Aaron.
Crothers. Crothers.
Crothers.
C-R-O-T-H-E-R-S.
Crothers. Crothers.
Whispers is probably the dude in American Gangster.
That's really cool that y'all are going there, though.
Yeah.
Sounds fun.
Just like, you're not staying there. You're just going to the bar. You're going to have like
a cocktail. It's a fun place
hour.
To go have a drink.
In a cup.
Just keep a watch.
Make sure you leave.
Fill it up.
There is
keep a watch on Ryan.
You
if there's
can
a typewriter
stay
available.
There, and I would like to. I think
that would
be
really
fun.
Awesome. Just no typewriters, no laptops.
And there's like We'll check out the gift shop for you, because there's a cool gift shop.
Pretty goddamn please. Pretty goddamn please.
It's a cool spot. Awesome. And yep. We need to check the weather, because it's Colorado in the fall, so it could be 80, or it could be 15. I'm being told to be quiet.
Now. No, not you. Not you.
Where are you flying in?
Where? Denver.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then how far of a drive from Denver is it to your
end spot? It's like an hour and a half, because so my dad used to live in the town of Berthoud, and then they moved up to the mountains.
Okay.
And so it's like an hour and a half.
Something like that. Like
an hour and 45 minutes.
Practically an hour from the airport
to town, and then up the mountains.
Up the mountain.
But like my dad, so I was like, Dad, are you sad that you're like, he more than doubled his commute? And he's like, I mean, yeah, but I drive past 3 lakes on my way to work.
That's awesome.
Like, it's gorgeous. And then COVID happens, and he's been working from home ever since.
Lots of land.
And they get bears on their front porch.
Oh, that's cool.
I'm sorry.
I want to hug a bear.
I am kind of madly in love with the sentence, my dad used to live in the town of Berthoud and then moved to the mountains.
The thing that's
sad, that's a statement,
is that, I don't know what's sad.
The bears? The bears don't get invited in?
No, but they drinks. Do stand up on their hind legs and bat at the hanging baskets of flowers, and that's adorable.
Oh, they're idiots, bears. I love a bear. Yeah, my spirit animal is a grizzly bear. That's just it.
And if you remember, Ryan's spirit animal, cockroach.
Is it?
We talked about this.
This long callback?
Time. Yeah, this callback to like way back. Season one.
So far back that I don't remember it.
Okay, so... And I'll see if I can remember the whole everything that is.
We won't remember this, so whatever you're saying is true.
When Ryan was 4 or 5 years old, he found a cockroach in some place, and he rolled up a newspaper and was about to attack it, and he hit it, and then it flew in his face.
All right, it took flight, and it scared the shit out of me.
Secondly, there was a time when Ryan dreamt that he was being carried around by his belt and the scruff of his neck.
I remember this story.
And that time it was a reoccurring nightmare.
Reoccurring dream.
I remember type. This.
Not the same nightmare, but a reoccurring thing that occurred in nightmare.
And then Scott says, what if you were just being carried by a giant cockroach? And then, of course, I was like, I think it's a spirit animal.
I remember this now. That's funny.
Fair enough. I did also destroy that roach finally when I became fucking a lucid dreamer.
And he blew that
bitch off my back and then flew the fuck away.
So. No, no. At that point, Scott decided that it was future you.
Sounds like me.
Trying to carry you out of the craziness.
Okay, now that we're talking about past episodes, did I also say that I love the imagery of him talking to this cockroach with the fucking newspaper and then singing, been the two of us mean the no more, like little Michael Jackson singing to a cockroach?
Ben.
Sorry. Did you name the cockroach Ben?
No.
Okay. Did you name it Whispers?
I have a corrections corner. Crothers was the name of the actor. The character in The Shining's name was Dick Halloran.
Well, that
Dick Halloran
sounds like me in Amsterdam.
Sounds like somebody had too many of those pills.
Spider bite, Dick Halloran, death. Is he suffering from the Dick Halloran? That's a spider bite.
Oh, it takes a spider bite and your dick's hollering.
Everybody knows it. What kind of spider was it again?
Brazilian wandering spider?
Yeah.
Wandering spider.
Everyone knows that the Brazilian wandering spider leads to dick hollering if it gets you.
And then death.
And then death.
Nobody needs those fucking pills.
That seems terrible. First off, you know, hours for hours, you got a painful boner, and then you just die. Goddamn spiders.
They're the worst, am I right?
Yeah, they're just, might as well be Nazis. They ruin everything.
I was going to make a bad joke. I'm not going to do it. Never mind. There are people in the world that you just wish that happened to.
Oh, good. Yeah,
that's what happened with their boner. They never fucking made it anywhere with it. They just died.
They just died. I hate to talk about dick hollering.
Work on the pod, but yesterday, while I sold a bike to this this couple, or two bikes to a couple, and while we're discussing their bikes, a spider, a pretty large spider, like a 2-inch in diameter spider, comes traipsing down a web right onto the forehead of one of the dudes who's about to buy a bike from me. And then he, of course, freaked out because it was a big-ass spider. 2 inches, well, yeah, if not more.
That's terrifying.
And
even a small spider, unexpected, freaks you out.
Yeah. That just happened. Spiders, they ruin everything. They're like Nazis.
Fact, nature's Nazis.
I don't know about
spider.
That.
What do they do?
Nature's Nazis are like fire ants.
No. Wasps.
Good for fucking nothing. Destroy a bunch of shit.
Wasps. They kill just for fun.
I'm still going to go fire ants.
I'm going wasps.
Wasps kill a lot of things that don't need to be around.
Because check it out, though. I almost made the worst joke ever.
That's like the Luftwaffe and the fucking fire ants.
But the thing about fire ants, like say for instance, I'm just hanging out on the deck in Longmarn. Fire ants ain't gonna do shit with me, but then wasps have ruined my entire fucking hangout because they're just coming. I know they eat things that are bad, but so do other things. What do they do? Like, wasps don't contribute anything to me. They eat some bad shit, but so do spiders.
Yeah, but you get in a wasp's way, a wasp lands on you, it's not necessarily gonna bite you.
Not necessarily, but if you jerk wrong, it gets you. You gotta be cool as a cucumber.
You touch a fire ant, you're getting bit. And you're getting bit multiple times. It ain't gonna be like, oh no, fire ant. You go, eh. Nah, it's gonna be, oh no, fire ant. All his homies are already like, oh no. Wasps be like, ew, get away, get away, ew, get away. And it's like, oh, it's just trying to eat your fucking sandwich meat. Ew, get off.
No, those are hornets. Hornets want to eat sandwich meat.
Now I'm going to counter all this with nature's Nazis or Germans.
Oh, poor German. Like the Germans who renounced. Oh, never is it renounced?
Denounced.
Denounced.
What's renounced? Nounced again?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay, so denounced. They're a large portion of Germans who are like, not my family. Twernt me. Yes.
Would you all like to play an unconnected, what's the word? Unrelated. Trivia game.
Yes, do it.
Absolutely.
I went down a deep, dark hole of The Shining.
Okay.
And now my question is, first, we all know Jack Nicholson, brilliant in The Shining.
Yes.
Brilliant.
Yes.
He was not the only option to play that role.
Oh.
Kubrick had three other actors that he wanted, but Stephen King disapproved. Who do you think they were?
Christopher Walken.
No.
Why? I don't know what Kiefer Sutherland came to mind.
No.
Oh, we gotta go further back. Gotta go further back.
Yeah, okay,
all
right.
Of you definitely know all three of these actors.
Al Pacino.
Harrison Ford.
Yes.
Oh, I got a connection to that, too.
Tom Selleck.
No.
That would be Reynolds. Awesome.
No.
Oh, shit. Okay, okay. Who else?
I like that Harrison Ford's the one you got.
Yeah.
I find that fascinating, because that's the one that I thought was unexpected.
But the, shit. We gotta think back to the time.
Who was Rain Man?
Dustin Hoffman.
No.
Damn it.
Dennis Hopper?
No.
Sean Connery.
No.
Okay, thank God. Just had to test that theory.
Ooh, who was Columbo?
Shit.
Peter Falk.
Nope. Oh, wow. Let me know when you want me to tell you.
Wow.
No, this is fun. I just like naming actors from before I was
Henry
born.
Henry Fonda.
No.
John. Nope, he was dead. Robert De Niro.
Yes.
That's the person I was saying. I was like, not Benicio Del Toro, but...
Bobby Robert D. De Niro. Okay, okay.
Robert De Niro, Harrison Ford, and...
One more.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Who was...
This man. Last one is a brilliant actor, but did more comedies
Harrison
than...
Harrison Ford. I'm not Harrison Ford. God damn it.
John Candy.
Ed Harris.
Nope.
No, Ed Harris was
Robin Williams.
Yes!
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Also, Robin Williams would have been good.
So Stanley Kubrick wanted Robert De Niro, Robin Williams, Harrison Ford, or Jack Nicholson. Stephen King thought that Jack Nicholson was a bad choice because after One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest, he thought everyone would already think Jack Nicholson was crazy.
Could make that flip, yeah.
And he wanted it to be more... an unexpected slip into insanity.
Oh, shit, that...
Which is, I think, smart.
Robin Williams would have fucking killed.
So who are the three people that Stephen King thought should play the lead in this movie? Wow.
Did we name any of them yet?
No.
Damn.
I only know two of them.
Christopher Plummer.
No.
Damn. Oh, yeah, I think he would have been so fucking good in that hot-ass Christopher Plummer.
There's a guy from Blacklist.
He's not old enough.
Really?
No.
Shit.
Who played Robert California? I'm gonna go with.
We already said Dustin Hoffman.
Yes. Peter Fonda.
No, we already guessed him.
Oh.
We also said Hopper. Stephen King thought. Fucking shit. Christopher Lloyd.
No.
Nick Nolte.
No.
Is Christopher Walken not old enough?
We already guessed
him. We already said him.
Oh.
Nick Nolte would have been a good shot. Nick Nolte would have been fucking good. And by then, people didn't know he was batshit.
Yeah.
Now, everyone knows he's batshit. That would have been good casting. Fuck.
I think maybe.
Is he old enough?
I think maybe I should tell you.
Okay.
Yeah.
The one I don't know who this is Michael Moriarty.
Oh. I think I know Michael Moriarty.
I don't know
Moriarty.
Who that is.
It's an interesting choice.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It says he was a Nazi SS officer in a Holocaust show, and he's been in Law and Order the first four seasons.
Yes. That's where I know him
from. That's why that name is familiar to you.
Because I've watched every one of those episodes.
The next one is... John Voight.
Oh.
Do you say his last name not the way I said
Voight.
It?
Voight.
No, that is correct. That's correct.
Name, yeah.
Mm-hmm. What's her name's dad?
Angelina Jolie.
And the last one.
Who she hates.
Is Martin Sheen.
Martin Sheen
would have been good.
Now, when did that come out in relation to Apocalypse Now? I wonder if Martin Sheen. Because he would have been great. Martin Sheen's fucking great.
Mm-hmm.
It's good casting.
Apocalypse Now is 79. The Shining is 80.
Okay. Martin Sheen had a heart attack while shooting Apocalypse Now. Because he went so bad. Oh, fantastic. I didn't know any of
there
that
shit.
There you
go. Some fun facts.
Okay, so because you did that, I want you to guess some of the people that were considered for Han Solo. By, you know, the group before Harrison Ford. There's some big-time names on here. And some of them have been guessed. Some of them have not been guessed.
Sean Connery.
I didn't see him on the list yet, but this list is huge.
Sean Connery.
A huge list seems kind of hard. I'd say top three.
Pat Sajak.
Nope.
Alex Trebek.
Nope.
Leonard Nimoy.
No.
There's a whole fucking thing about
Andy Rooney.
Who he wanted to be his successor.
In fact, one of them actually did a fake audition for Saturday Night Live for Han Solo as a thing later on.
Oh, no shit. I remember those.
And has been guest tonight. So, that's if that's a clue at all to you. At least three of these names have been guessed.
Walken?
Christopher Walken.
Christopher Walken was one of the options, one of the hard choices. Like that's what they wanted, and I think possibly turned down. I'm not even sure.
Dennis Hopper.
No, Dennis Hopper.
Dustin Hoffman.
Dustin Hoffman is not on the list. But I'm going to give you a clue that I think might be a nightmare if you don't guess it in the first 13.
Okay. I don't know what that sentence meant, but go for
it. Nope, nightmare if you don't guess it on this street.
Nightmare on Elm Street.
Robert Englund?
Yes.
Really?
Robert Englund was one of them. Yep, sorry, I just mixed movies. Okay.
Robert Englund, huh?
Yeah.
I was like, I don't even know who the fucking actor is.
No. Fred Krueger, yeah.
It's primed.
I think Ryan guessed this one correctly for The Shining. If that helps.
Harrison Ford.
No, Harrison Ford
I know.
Oh, no, maybe you guessed this one correctly.
Yeah, because I think Ryan guessed Harrison Ford.
Correct.
First.
Oh, Robin Williams.
No, we didn't guess that. That was
your guess.
Robin Williams was
the one that no one guessed.
Confusing. I didn't guess that one. Yeah, no, so now I'm very cute.
I got Nick Nolte.
It was like three people.
Martin Sheen.
Not Martin Sheen.
What?
There was...
John Voight?
We got four that we didn't guess.
So I said Harrison Ford.
What's happening right now?
I have no idea.
I'm sorry. John said, give me another half.
Not only a computer, man.
Sorry.
I feel like this is coming to a close.
Yeah.
There's a lot of dead air now. Like, we're asking really hard questions. All right,
here are the answers.
Guess the actors from the 70s is what you're asking.
We got Al Pacino was an option.
Okay. Would have been terrible.
No, Al Pacino is a good actor. He would have figured out how to
Wouldn't
do it.
Wouldn't have been a good Han Solo.
He would have been a different Han Solo, but it would have been good.
He demands presence, and that doesn't have to happen for Han Solo.
You know who Al Pacino would have been really good at being? Guido. And getting shot.
Kurt Russell, another one that was guessed.
Now that would have been fucking good.
Kurt Russell at all.
Kurt Russell would have been good.
Glenn Turman.
Who'd have figured that?
I'll show you a picture of Glenn Turman in a second. Burt Reynolds. Burt Reynolds.
I'm
on board.
Nick Nolte.
Would have been good. But no, not charming. He's not charming at all. Han Solo's got to be a little charming.
He wants to be.
But I'm gonna move a picture around of Glenn Turman for all of you. Because he is an outlier.
Okay. I don't know who that man is.
Nope.
He's always like a mayor or a...
What Jan is not saying is that he's black.
He's a black man.
He is. But he is totally an outlier as far as like... For many reasons. An unrecognizable name.
I haven't known any of the other people you said except for... Who was that first guy?
Al Pacino.
That guy.
You've never heard of Burt Reynolds?
No, he has a mustache.
Yeah, exactly. You know who he is. You don't know Kurt Russell?
No, I don't know who that is.
Who's the other famous mustache?
Tom Selleck.
Tom Selleck.
Mm-hmm. Those are the two most famous mustaches ever.
He's more voice than mustache.
Oh, Sam Elliott.
Yeah. I love that guy.
Yeah.
You don't know Nick Nolte?
No.
You don't know...
Like, I know that name. Okay. Couldn't tell you that dude.
Interesting. I had never heard the name Glenn Turman.
You know why this is fascinating? Because we all work for Hellcat Casting, and she doesn't know some of the biggest names from the 70s and 80s, which is why it's such a cutting-edge casting agency.
We're not just sticking with the old reliables.
Exactly. Like, we're not just going with Old Faithful here. It's just like, we're digging deep with Hellcat Casting, and I love that.
And that's...
Let's just dig ourselves a hole that we can't can get out of.
Okay,
know.
With
Let's
that,
get the fuck out of
with
here.
That, I want to say thank you all for listening. If you have thoughts, comments, recipes that you want to share with us.
I love that idea.
Feel free to email us at threeisthefunniest@gmail.com or hit us up on the Insta, threeisthefunniest. Thank you and good night.
Keep sending them in, threes amigos.
And won't you get like a tree and get the fuck out of here.